Hello and welcome to Angel's Costumes Behind the Scenes. I'm Jeremy Angel.
I'm Jonathan Lippman.
And I'm Richard Green.
This week we have an interview with Vanessa Lingham that Richard did. Vanessa works at Guildhall School and Richard's been working with her for quite a few years now on this.
Yes. We have a good relationship with the students and Vanessa. Vanessa, of course, used to work for us, but she's now one of the tutors at Guildhall teaching a costume course. And as part of that course, they come into us at the beginning of their first year, the first term, for a look round and a tour. And then by the time they get to the third year of their course, they're in actually pulling costumes and working with professional costume designers to put on shows.
It's an interesting contrast. I'm just in the process of writing the introduction for her chat, and it's quite revealing that the world of academia that Vanessa stepped into in terms of her PhD possibilities and MAs and after graduating from the London College of Fashion, it's a nice contrast to the conversation that we had earlier with Shelley Thompson, who manages our intern program here, and to understand the different paths that one can follow in terms of getting into the career industry of costume.
Yes, that's right. They've made it a specific costume course now. At one point it was stage management and wardrobe. Of course, some of the students decided they preferred stage management, but now it's specifically targeted for people who want to work in costume, as the interview will show.
I also wonder whether by creating its own module, which is what Vanessa's responsible for in terms of specifics of costume, whether the student is encouraged to then take it, if they want to go into design, to take it a stage further by going into one of the design colleges like Wimbledon or Central, or that have the, you know, the further education.
Yeah, I suppose that's always a possibility. I mean, it's a 3-year course, so presumably they then want to go on and do another couple of years afterwards.
They're not the only sort of school or educational facility we work with. We've also got other good relationships with Lambda and a few other places as well that we work with.
Yes, and of course we're in touch with the colleges about their students, and in Shelley's interview she was talking about doing internships and people coming from those colleges. So it's very much a sort of two-way process, I think, and very healthy it is.
Very much so.
What sort of productions have they done, Richard, that you've seen?
Guildhall? Well, yeah. Funny enough, both Guildhall and Lambda decided they were going to do Earthquakes in London at the same time, which was an interesting experience. I went to one on the Tuesday and one on the Thursday, and I'm far too diplomatic to comment as to which one I preferred, but they do full-on costume productions. They both of them use professional costume designers brought in from outside. The difference, I suppose, is that Guildhall actually have students working on costume, whereas in fact at Lambda they don't have students working on the costume. They're actors and performers in our costumes, but we've got an agreement whereby they can rent costumes from us at a favourable rate. Because again, it's useful that actors get used to working with professional costume houses as quickly as possible.
Oh, so the costume team that come in from Lambda are freelance costume supervisors?
Yes, they've got two full-time wardrobe people there, and the designer will come in and they'll bring in other people, freelance assistants as and when necessary.
Okay.
And they're normally, again, putting on two shows at the same time, one of which may be costume and one of which may be contemporary. But they have their own costume stock as well, but they like to come in and use us as much as they can.
And of course, it's all valuable platforms for their students in terms of presentation and the actors and the various practitioners that are, you know, reaching the point where they're going to be entering the industry. I mean, in terms of performance.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah. You know, you like to think, don't you, that an actor at one of those two colleges will at some point go, hang on a minute, I'm in this large West End production, why don't we get the costumes from Angels that I had in my third year that were really good, or whatever.
It's similar in the way to how it works, not on such a large scale, with the NYT, Jonathan, isn't it?
Very similar. They have their productions that they create. They tend to be a producing house, so they devise work for their interns, and then they produce them and present them. And the standards are high, and they meet the criteria that, you know, can get them into proper theatre for a run. and they have an annual season, you know, and sometimes a repertoire, they bring stuff back.
Yeah, and it certainly would be a mistake, wouldn't it, to think that any of these places aren't doing anything but the very best professional job that they can. You know, the fact that they're young isn't really the important thing. The fact is that they're putting all of their energy and their enthusiasm and their talent into these things. And as I say, some of the best theatre I've seen have been at Guildhall.
And they're focused and guided by experienced people.
MYT again does it have a permanent staff?
Yes,
it has an in-house costume team.
We hope you've been enjoying these interviews. Please, if you've got any feedback, please send it to podcast@angels.co.uk. you can find us on social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, just /costume podcast, or you can visit our website, which is www.angelsbehindtheseams.com. and here's Rich's interview with Vanessa.
Today, I'm really pleased to be talking to Vanessa Lingham, who is the costume lecturer at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama. As we said before, these podcasts are partly to educate and partly to inform. An important part of what we think the costume business needs is new people coming in, and Vanessa is one of the key people who does just that. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Richard.
So, Vanessa, you and I work together at Angels, as so many people do. People start working for us and then go on to other things. Just give me some of your background, will you? How did you get into the business?
Well, I did my formal academic costume training at London College of Fashion, and I studied on the Theatre Studies course at LCF.
Right.
And then after then, I started out working as a costumier. I worked at the BBC costume store first, and then I came to work at Angels.
And what date was that? What year was that?
I think it was
You know, you don't have to say. I don't want to embarrass you. As far as I'm concerned, you're 24 years old, and that's the way it's going to stay. So...
I was thinking about getting my CV out, because I thought, I can't remember so many of the years when I've done things. And I literally was like, I should have my CV in front of me.
But we were at Hendon, weren't we?
Well, that's the interesting story about my time at Angels. We weren't, because my very last day at Angels was Angels' very last day in Camden. And I can remember being with you, Richard, and it was hardly any stock left in Camden at that time. And I then had decided to go on and start my freelance career.
Right.
And I think you literally were one of the last people that I was with at Angels, and my last day at Camden. It was a real sight seeing that move all happen. So even though I have spent a lot of time at Hendon in my freelance career, my final day was Camden.
And it was quite spooky, actually, you're right, because the Camden building was a big old warehouse with about 5 floors plus basements, wooden floors at that. So when we started moving all the costumes out, it was really a sort of ghost town, wasn't it?
It really was. The Angels at Camden was so special as well, because I think because of the wooden floors, it was very difficult to get around with rails and things. But I think it also made me really enjoy being around costume, because it was such a lovely environment to learn about costume in that space as well, and the sunlight. And whilst it probably wasn't great for the costumes, I think for us as costumiers to sort of, you know, see that natural light on colour when we were sourcing costumes was great as well.
So there we are. We leave Camden with one solitary empty hangar swinging on one solitary empty costume rail. And you then went on to do freelancing, as you said. But let's talk about the Guildhall days, because that's really important. As I said at the beginning there, you know, what you do on that course, which is that it's costume pathway is the actual name of the course, isn't it?
Well, the actual main course is called Production Arts, and costume sit underneath that umbrella as a pathway in its own right. So you're correct, yes, it is. But we work with the whole of production arts to put on production, and so we are a pathway in that.
Okay. And a lot of people listening will probably have looked at your website anyway, but it's a 3-year course, isn't it? It's a proper academic 3-year course that your students do.
Correct. It's BA Honours degree. Yeah.
And the idea at the end of it is they come out with a training as wardrobe supervisor, costume supervisor.
Yes, well, the course was shaped in different ways over the last few years, and originally it was aligned with stage management, but has become a pathway in its own right, justifiably.
That's right. You split it. They split it in two, didn't they? They realised that stage management and costume didn't always necessarily sit together. So now it's a separate thing in and of itself.
Absolutely, which it should be.
Yes, agree.
And very much so, it does fall into the line of costume supervision, because we hire freelance costume designers to come in and work on production.
Right.
And so the students are trained up as assistants and following through to finally supervise in their last year and their final year as supervisor on production. So, yes, the job role we're taught is costume supervision. However, the course isn't called that because ultimately we're trying to train students with a broad-based understanding of costumes. So it doesn't limit them necessarily just to come out to be supervisors, that if they felt when they graduated they still wanted to pursue design, they could. If they wanted to develop their construction skills, it also offers students the opportunity to do theatre and both film and television as well.
Right.
And also, for anybody who was thinking of crossing over maybe into more props areas, again, stage management, ideas maybe on doing styling. We do train students in areas of textile artists. So if people wanted to think about doing breaking down and dying, so it covers quite a lot.
Right.
But ultimately their final show will be as a costume supervisor.
So it's a broad-based sort of launch pad for people who want to work in the costume industry, but within that costume industry they could be in film, television, theatre, stylists, as you say, on advertising and things like that. You and I obviously work together, but we also now work together within your role at Guildhall. And I see your students twice probably in those 3 years, don't I? The first time, the first year, you bring them round for a sort of a who we are and what we do type visit. Is that helpful for them?
Oh, massively. I think they are always completely just blown away by the size of Angels. And, you know, they hear us talking about Angels and, you know, such an integral part of, you know, what we do. And like you say, we work very closely with you guys, but even in industry, you know, we would be visiting all the time. So it's so important that they get to see it at an early stage. And I think when they first come in, they're always just, the moment they walk into the sort of the reception area and they realise they're somewhere professional, they all sort of change a bit. And then, the tour, you know, it's wonderful. And because Angels has got so much history on the walls, I think that really helps give a context and background to what you guys do. And even today, I'm coming in and I've been there for years. You know, I still see pictures now, even through the reception or designs on the walls or films that you guys have worked on. And I think it's really inspiring. And that's one of the things I think they gain as they walk around, is just the magnitude of what you guys do, but also the possibilities of what you offer as well.
And this is something that I know is quite important to both you and I, which is that you impress on them at a very early age that this is a proper industry. This isn't just somebody with a fancy dress costume store on the high street where you can go get a funny wig and an inflatable nose. You know, it is a serious business where serious work takes place, and you need to be serious about it.
Absolutely, I totally agree, and I think that's what the tour offers. There's this moment of connection, as you say, moving away from something that could have been imagined, assumed, perceived beforehand to the reality of what costume actually is.
Just getting off, just digressing for a moment, did you know what, because we had this conversation a little while ago, Jonathan, Jeremy and I, about, you know, we didn't actually know, well, Jeremy obviously knew what a costume business was, but Jonathan and I had no idea until we sort of got ourselves involved in it that this kind of company even existed. When did you know? Was that at London College of Fashion?
Probably not, actually. I think it was probably starting work at the BBC and then, you know, widening my perspective on, you know, sort of the industry and film and TV industry. And obviously people talk about Angels as well. And then a colleague, a friend of mine at the BBC, left and went to work at Angels. And she started telling me stories about, you know, these sort of amazing productions she was working on and these huge films and how much costume there was. And I was just sort of in awe, really. And so I suppose in a way that's what opened my view up to angels, and she kind of lured me away.
Wales Farm Road, you were at.
Yeah, the rehearsal room. Yeah.
Another example of where not to put a costume store, really, all those stairs and floors and lifts.
I know, but similar to angels, that place was steeped in BBC history, and it was a great place to start as well. But angels just took it up a notch. I think London College of Fashion, I didn't necessarily, but once I graduated and I started getting into the industry and hearing about it through that.
And this, of course, is one of the, as I said at the intro, this is one of the purposes of these podcasts for people who don't know that this exists and how you get into it. It's hopefully giving them some insight into that and the various pathways, if you like, that you can actually become part of the industry. So I do see your students, actually. I see your students more than twice, because some of them come back in their second years, don't they, assisting the third years. But it's the third year that I'm quite interested in talking to you about next, when they start to become wardrobe supervisors on productions which are designed by professional costume designers.
Yeah, that's correct. The students get the opportunity to work on opera and drama in their third year as costume supervisors. And quite often we will need to hire costumes. And as you rightly say, we work very closely with angels, and students get to come in with the freelance designer and pull from the rails, but also they get to negotiate the hire agreement and the prices and costs and deals with yourself, which is such a fantastic experience, probably hopefully for them. I'm sure it's quite terrifying at the time.
Now, I have to say, and I'm not just saying this because it's you, you're brilliant with that, because nobody will know what we're talking about when I say the office. But in my office, there's my desk and my chair, and then there's a chair next to my desk, and there's another chair slightly further away. And what Vanessa does is she makes the students sit in the chair next to my desk, and she'll sit in the one slightly further away. And basically, either by encouraging or cajoling, or indeed just letting them get on with it, they have to sit down and do the actual negotiating and the hard work. And you're excellent, because you prompt them when necessary, but mostly you'll just let them get on with it.
That's very kind of you to say that. And essentially, that's what my job is at Guildhall, is to oversee the costume production on Guildhall shows. And students do all the hard work, I should say, all the practical stuff. My job is to support them through the process and share my knowledge and provide further training, but encourage them and, like I say, support them through the costume process.
Yeah, yours is a nurturing role, really, isn't it?
Correct. Yes, like mentoring and coaching the students through it. And I suppose that's one part of my job, in a way, that I miss, is the practical side of doing costume. But it's wonderful to see the students progress and develop their skills and to be part of that as well. My time at Angels, my work at Angels over the years, gives me a great opportunity and understanding of what they're experiencing. And so I'm able to support them and encourage them in that space, because I feel I have a good knowledge and understanding of
it. Absolutely. And you are, and you are great with them. And I have to say, some of them are superb and stand out, and some of them need an awful lot of nurturing and cajoling and encouraging, and sometimes downright telling what to say. But they do, basically, on the whole, they do an extraordinarily good job of negotiating. We do, because we think that these people are important. And I think there's a quote on your website from a certain production director of my knowledge about the fact that it is extraordinarily important that your students get to know us and we get to know them, because they are our customers of the future. And we do offer you, I think, a good deal, but it's important that we do. And I think it's very, very, the relationship that we have, you and I and Angels and the college, I think is very important for everybody and beneficial.
I totally agree. And I think whilst you say that, we always work out an appropriate fee, I think it's important for students to understand the reality of cost as well. Yeah. And so when they're thinking about what they can achieve and budget. And so I think that's something that we work hard, both you and I, to make something realistic. And or explain what it would be in certain cases, even if we have sort of moved or shaped things around at times. And I think that's really integral to their experience at Angels, because like you say, they will be the future client, their customer, and they will need to know how to manage that when they haven't got the support of a lecturer with them who's, like you say, coaching and mentoring them through that process. Yeah.
No, it's great. And I love it. And it is sometimes frightened rabbits in headlights. And other times they just come in, sit down, plonk and go, right, this is what it is. And they're almost kind of telling me, which is great. And, you know, you've done your job. And the other thing I will say is that we're not talking about some sort of amateur dramatics here. I come to a lot of your productions. I like to come to them. I like to see them. And the level of professionalism and the level of acting, singing, and of course, costume is extraordinarily high. It's extraordinarily high.
Absolutely.
And you should be rightly proud of what you and the college achieve.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say that and appreciate it. And I truly believe that as well. And I think as part of my own work ethic, I always treat everything I work on and put as much effort into it, even if it was, you know, the big feature or a drama, film or TV. And I apply that to my teaching as well, and I hope and encourage students to employ that work ethic on everything they do. So at the school productions, the value is just as high as if you were working on a multi-million pound, you know, feature film.
I absolutely agree. And of course, your facility is very nice. I mean, your theatre is lovely. In fact, both your theatres are lovely. So.
Yes, the students are very lucky. They have school has great facilities.
I've said this to you before. Your students are extraordinarily lucky. You've got facilities that some of the rep theatres in the regions would envy, I think.
I know. They probably get bored of me reminding them that the amount of times I've appalling places I've worked out in my freelance career. And they're like, yeah, you've said that before. But I'm like, no, this is really true. This is like really good what you've got at the moment.
I know. Not every theatre has wall-to-wall Miele washing machines and dryers.
No, for sure.
So it's great. And it's always nice to come down and either see productions or see the work behind the scenes. When you take on your students, how many do you take on in a year?
So we can take on 8 students per year. And one of our specialities is that we have a small course and it is particularly niche. And the students do receive quite a consistent amount of one-to-one teaching.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we've got sort of varying sizes. I mean, each year obviously is different with applications. And at the moment, we're sort of averaging out about 6 people per year, and 8 would be our maximum.
Right. So 8, yes, 8, any more than 8, you probably wouldn't be able to cope with, and any less than 6, people would be looking saying, well, why are we running this course?
Yeah, and that does happen. I'm going to be honest, people do, either we just don't get the numbers or people decide that they want to go and do something else. And it's something that's always driving us is numbers and recruitment. And it's very much part of my job is to be looking at that and sort of what making it appealing to people to want to come and study at Guildhall. And I feel really passionate about that, because I am very passionate about costume and I know it's a really good course. So it's an integral part of my job and other costume staff about recruitment.
And that passion you have for both costume and the job does really, really transmit itself, Vanessa. You know, your students, when they come in the first time round, are completely awestruck, I think. By the next time they come round, they're kind of, right, okay, we're here to do it, let's get on with it, we know what we're doing. They really are very motivated.
And that's such a massive part of what we do. You know, it's a tough job,
both inside and outside academia. Absolutely.
And I think that's the motivation. So that side of it, the motivational side of it, is what keeps us going through those like long days and when it's tough. And yeah, it is hard work at Guildhall as well. But yeah, I suppose on a personal level, that's why I've stayed with this. Well, my whole career has been about costume, whether I've been costumier, I've been freelance, and now teaching, and which has been a natural progression for me. But yes, ultimately, the main thing about my teaching that drives me is costume. And I'd be happy talking to one person and 100 people about it, because you know, it's just the drive behind everything I do.
So just a personal note, how's the PhD going?
It's good. It's hard work, but like I just said, the the drive is the costume and the thinking on costume, and I really enjoy that and the creative side it brings to my work as well. Mm. So I'm continuing and pushing as far as I can go each day by balancing a full-time job as well, which is hard at times, but it's great. I love it.
And a family, of course.
Yes, well, that's another part of what we do. I think I was thinking about this earlier about, you know, sort of the important things about teamwork. And I think, you know, that's such an important thing that we bring it with the training as well, is to have a healthy work-life balance as well. And yeah. You know, over the years, I'm sure lots of people listening to this will identify with those moments where you felt that, you know, it's all about work. And I think it's really important in the training we do at Guildhall is to emphasise that it's important as well to have a healthy work-life balance.
Yes. And above everything else, it should be fun. You know, if you're really not enjoying it, then it really probably isn't for you, because, you know, we are creating illusion. We are dealing with talented people. Your costume designers that come in are extraordinarily talented people. You know, the clothes are fantastic. It's a great industry to be in, and it should be fun. It's serious, of course, but it should also be enjoyable.
Very much so. And I think that's probably a lot of what I've based my career on, and in teamwork, is working with people very much like you say, who've got a professional attitude but also are fun, with a sense of humour, because it is, like I said before, long days. Yeah. And it's integral to what we do is to create a fun environment, teamwork, but then also with a professional tone. And I think that's the balance, really, for me.
I think you're right. And I think you achieve that balance very well. The other thing that's come out of some of these other interviews is just the fact that you cannot go from naught to running, I don't know, the wardrobe department of the RSC in 2 weeks' time. That everything that people do has to be done. You have to learn your craft. You have to put your hours and your years in to get somewhere in the business. And I suppose, again, within those 3 years of your students, they're learning that that's exactly the case. They're not going to run a big production in the first term of their first year. It's going to be the third year before they can even get near to that sort of aspiration.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying and agree. I think very much when we're training the students, while they are supervisors in their third year, I think they're very aware that they will probably come out and start at a lower level in the costume hierarchy. But that's correct, because there's so much more to learn. And I think it is important to, you know, to come in at a trainee level and work your way up. So when you do reach that sort of position of supervisor, that you've got a quality of work behind you, so you can make good decisions and you feel confident and you're not sort of winging it.
Yeah.
And of course, we probably all still do parts of that in our job, whatever we do. But, you know, there's nothing better than feeling secure and confident in your knowledge. And that then gives you space to have fun and to enjoy the job and to enjoy the people around you, versus just panicking, you know, making stress decisions. And that doesn't work for anybody. So I think it is about taking your time and reaching goals slowly, and also being proud of your success and feeling rewarded that you've been employed on the next job to be, you know, a step up, being paid a bit more. Feeling that sense of achievement is a real big part of the job, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Being judged on your past achievements and being sort of, you know, recognised what you've done rather than what you think you're capable of doing but you haven't done yet.
Yeah.
I think we're probably coming pretty much to the end of it, but is there anything else you want to say or add to this at the moment? I mean, I think it's been great. I've learned things about you that I'd forgotten. You and I alone in Camden for a while. That was a weird time, wasn't it?
I know. Yeah. It was. It's funny, actually. I was thinking about my costume career, and I know one of your questions at the end, you were saying about giving people advice.
Yes.
I was thinking earlier, God, I just feel like I still don't feel like I could give someone advice, because I still feel that I'm still learning in so many ways. And I just think, oh, God, of course I could. I've been doing this for a long time now. And, you know, I should be able to give people advice. I'm a teacher, but there's still part of me that has that feeling that I'm just kind of, it's, you know, angels and, you know, we're just starting out and it's gone so fast. So I think that's one thing I would say to people is just enjoy it and don't sort of wish it away. And, you know, we can all get a bit bogged down with the next job and, you know, thinking about, you know, what's going to be happening next. But I think that's something I would say is just take your time, a bit like your question earlier, just take your time and enjoy it. Yeah. And yeah, and I probably should take my own advice as well.
Well, listen, the one thing that really always comes across is just how enthusiastic you are and how much you love costume, which I think is great. And I look forward to the next time you take a back seat in my office with another rabbit in the headlight student, or not, as the case may be. Yeah, thank you so much, Vanessa.
That's okay.
Really, really found this useful and enjoyable.
Just to quickly go back to one other thing, if that's okay.
Anything you want.
I think, you know, over the years, you know, you have ups and downs with work and jobs change and shift and your career paths change and your life changes. And I definitely have had moments where, you know, I've found things, thought, oh, you know, is this what I want to do in the future? And I have been really passionate about costumes throughout my whole career, but definitely been moments where I've just thought, you know, what are the alternatives? And one of the alternatives was teaching and making that transition and leaving freelance. And I went back to school whilst I was freelance. I went back and studied and did my master's at London College of Fashion, which was a real challenge trying to hold down freelance career and do my master's full time. But honestly, it was one of the best things I ever did. And I would encourage anybody that's kind of thinking about a future career in costume, as you know, teaching is such a good avenue to go down. And I really found a new creative outlet for costume by going down sort of teaching route. And it's a real sort of like risk, I suppose, moving away from freelance. And it was scary, but I'm so glad I did it. And it sort of really reignited my love of costume. And it's so wonderful to be able to give something back and to see a new generation of people coming through. And there are days where I think, thank goodness, I'm not having to lug bags of shopping up and down up the street anymore. So
getting up at four to be on set at six.
I do some freelance work still in the school holidays, and it's always a massive shock. For my but I do enjoy doing that as well, because I think it's so important as I'm teaching to also be really connected with industry. And that's just going back to Angels again. One of the things I get out of coming to Angels is that connection with industry and what's still going on. So it's important for me to still be in that place and see, you know, what, who's lining up, what designers are there, you know, what costumes are on the rail. So I would never, ever take it for granted, because it's such an integral part about what I still do, even though I'm teaching and not freelancing anymore.
Yeah, because you're right. You know, it's possible to talk about costume in the abstract, but unless you're actually there in the real world of costume, as it were, and actually seeing people putting things together and doing, then it's, well, listen, you're always welcome. You know that.
It's my B plan.
Okay, I'll bear it in mind. So, Vanessa, thank you so much for this.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
We will see you very soon.
Thank you, Richard. Goodbye.
You take care. Bye. Bye-bye. So that was my interview with Vanessa, and I hope everybody found it an interesting and informative one.
Yeah, really interesting.
So again, somebody who's really committed and keen for everybody to do well, and her experience to be passed on, which I think is very, very important.
And she's learning for her PhD at the same time, so she's teaching and doing it as herself, as it were.
Yeah, very motivated.
Yes, she's balancing a lot.
Next week, we are going to release our interview with Sandy Powell that Jonathan did. Jonathan, do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we had a great chat about history, career, and how it all started, and what it's led to, and the influence that she has currently within the upper echelons of film, opera and costume design. And I hope you're going to enjoy it.
I really like the early year stuff. I didn't know a lot of that stuff about Sandy, so I found it fascinating.
Yes, and I went when Caravaggio was first released to see that with a costume designer friend of mine, and it was amazing. And considering the budget that she had for that,
yeah,
you know, phenomenal piece of work.
Well, here's a small sample of that interview with Sandy Powell next week.
When you talk about attention to detail, sometimes that can sound like people obsessing about tiny details that aren't going to be noticed. Now, I know I don't do that. I know that what I do insist on and what I will insist on getting right is what is necessary and what is going to get seen and what's going to have the biggest impact. And I don't waste time on things that I think are, as I said, superfluous or not really going to get noticed. It sounds strange, but I don't actually think about it that much. I just know instinctively what has to be right, what it has to be and how much there has to be. And it's usually less is more, usually. It's what I do is not piled on. It's not all the stuff and all the details, because you want to see, you want to be able to see it